those chimeras or whatever it is that the mind is possessed of when it goes about making copies of whatever it is in the sense organs, we couldn't get from A to B. We'd have to be doubtful about there even being an external world. Everything will be done to promote survival. Everything will be done to enhance pleasure, to minimize pain. And in the process, we will engage in such procreative activities that will guarantee the survival of the species as a whole. Take a piece of paper, set it on fire in an enclosed vial. What results is a mixture of heat, light, ash. But the total energy in this closed system hasn't changed. The total energy is the same, but the form is different. What kind of thought or wish or desire is of such a nature that the patient's psychology would keep it out of mind at the price of lost sight or lost sensitivity, lost movement? This seems to be a hellish price to pay. So obviously what's getting repressed must involve fairly high stakes issues. And what might these be? As a result of this repression, this blockage at the psychic level, well, a process is developed that converts this to a physical, hysterical symptom. This is, in a way, something of a hydraulic theory, in a manner of speaking anyway. The normal flow is stopped up and pressure builds, released by way of other outlets. You stop things from getting expressed at one level and they pop out somewhere else. I step into a dirty kennel. I bang my head against a signpost. And after 1,000 such experiences, I come to the conclusion that there really is an external material world, and I'm located in it, and I better remain mindful of the fact. Creature that is self-regarding, selfish, self-protecting, hedonistic, impelled by instinctual forces designed to gratify. That is the pleasure principle. That de novo, we come into the world designed in such a way as to seek and enhance pleasurable experiences and minimize those that are in any way painful.